Hello and welcome to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. Joel has been published in Forbes, the Wall Street Journal, and the Hartford Business Journal. He's written six of his own books, including The Money Map and Forced to Retire. He's the host of Better Money every weekend on TV. He's been an analyst for Fox Business, Fox Connecticut, NBC 30, and WTNH Channel 8. He's the father to Brandon, Michael, Joel, and Noah. Husband to Wendy. And Joel, here we are squarely in the middle of Mother's Day and Father's Day. I know it's always a busy family time of year for you. So thanks for making some time for us here on the airwaves.
Well, John, spending some significant time with family lately with all the graduations going on and so on. In fact, I was just out in Colorado. Many people know that my son received an ROTC scholarship from the Navy. Actually, he was a Marine Corps option, they call it. So full ride to college via the Marine Corps. And we were out there in Colorado for his commissioning, which was just such an exciting time for us. So he graduated from school on a Thursday, and on Friday morning he got a commissioning from the Marine Corps. He's now a lieutenant in the Marine Corps and will shortly be moving to Quantico. So we're very proud of him. We're excited about that. Got a chance to spend time with my mom and dad. They were out there for it. My mom's having a little trouble moving around these days, but it was just a great time out there, good family time. His two younger brothers came out. My oldest, who lives up in Brighton, was unable to come out. But two younger brothers came out, and we just had a great time. But what a blessing, you know, to have somebody graduate from college, and then the next day they get commissioned in the Marine Corps. By the way, we heard a great the speaker for the commission ceremony had been held captive in Vietnam for 7 years, over 2,000 days he was held captive, and just interesting listening to him speak. He spoke very little about his captivity, didn't go into much detail. Very, very humble. He was over there at a time when John McCain was actually over there also, and he just had such encouraging words to say. He was so positive, met with all the new commissioned officers and talked to them a little bit, and it was just really an awe-inspiring ceremony out there. So now we're glad to have Michael home for a few weeks, and then he heads to Quantico, Virginia, Marine Base Quantico, to go through what's called TBS, which is called the Basic School. He went through OCS last summer, and now he's going to the Basic School. I'm just so proud of my kids. I know I'm bragging on them a little bit here, but my oldest is on his own up here in the Boston area. My youngest has graduated from high school, and then I have, of course, Michael, who just graduated from college, and I have a son down at University of Connecticut. So just Wendy and I are just so fortunate.
This was the most American opening to the show we could have possibly asked for. We have Michael the Marine. We have your aging parents who are both children of immigrants, right? We have, you went to see a POW speak. It's just a very, very American opening to the show, which I guess is good for this time of year. So on that note, with your talking about your parents, let's talk about how things are a little bit different. If we look at the way things were when your parents retired, this is no longer, our current environment is, it's not your father's retirement. Right. So if you're of that age where maybe your mom and dad retired 20 or maybe 30 years ago, the world is a much different place now as you enter into retirement. So let's talk about some of those things that are different. Like, for instance, now it's okay to work past the age of 65. There were times where that was a mandatory retirement age for some folks of past generations.
Well, not only that, but for some people, it's healthy to work past the age of 65. Back in the Wall Street Journal just a little while ago, it had, you know, article about Sumner Redstone, who ran Viacom for so many years and worked well beyond the ages of 65. And it's not uncommon at all to have CEOs of big giant American corporations and worldwide corporations work beyond 65. But even many of our clients who are not in those positions, who are just good, hardworking people, like working beyond the age of 65, not because they have to, but because they want to. Now, it is also different in this day and age where many people have to work beyond the age of 65. My regular Social Security age for retirement, they call it my full retirement age, is 67. So the Social Security Administration, in an effort to become more solvent, and presidents in the past have signed this into law, has advanced the regular retirement age out to 67. It's really not that big of a deal, because when Social Security was originally implemented, I think the average life expectancy was about 65. And so it's just an expectation now that people will work longer. I don't want people to think that that's a negative, though, John. I think for many of you out there listening to this program, that could be a positive. Hopefully you don't have to work longer than that, but for many people they do, and it might not be the worst thing in the world.
So don't let the negative stigma that some people might attach to working past 65 affect you. It could be best financially for you. It could be best socially and physically for you to work past 65. Another thing that's different now compared to maybe when your parents retired, Joel, is that now being retired might be more expensive than working. And if you look at what you'll actually spend in a given month, it might cost you more to be retired.
Well, and the old rule of thumb was, and in fact, some financial advisors still subscribe to this. I think they're wrong. But the old rule of thumb was that most clients would need about 80% of their current income, or 80% of their income while they were working, in retirement. You could kind of shave off that 20% that you don't need because maybe you're not spending money on 401ks and health insurance and things like that. But the reality is retirement today comes with a much higher price tag. A lot of that is because of increased healthcare costs, not to mention more money spent on fitness and nutrition. We know so much more, but that means that we're eating better, and so it might cost more for food. Many people own gyms. I go to a gym here where a lot of the people, when I'm there at 7:30 in the morning, are well into their 60s, many of them even 70 years old. So we're staying healthier, but that costs money. My parents, actually, once they reached 65, began to travel a lot. The demands on my dad's time were not as high, and so they started traveling all around the world and spent a lot of money those first few years of retirement. So the bottom line here, that we're talking about, this is not your father's retirement anymore. The bottom line is that the reality for today's retiree is that there's no guarantee that expenses will decrease. And this is why you need a financial plan that incorporates not only possibly higher income than when you were working, maybe not for all of you, but for some of you, but in addition to that, covering some of these unforeseen costs like healthcare, things that might not be there every month, but they might come up. Also, inflation, longevity. People are living so much longer. It's so important that you have a financial plan that covers all these things. And unfortunately, financial advisors, not all of them, but many of them, are not doing the job that people need.
We're talking about the fact that this is not your father's retirement. Things are different now in the investing environment than they were when your parents retired maybe 20 or 30 years ago. Another issue, Joel, is that retirement portfolios today have to be designed to fund a lifestyle for 30 or more years. It might have been only 5 or 10 years that we needed that portfolio to last a generation or two ago.
Well, I just alluded to this, and it's really unfortunate that we see older Americans, and when I say older Americans, into their 70s and so on, either running out of money in retirement or having to cut way back on their lifestyle, maybe visit the grandkids less, maybe see their children less, maybe do less travel, because they did not have a retirement plan designed to fund those expenses for 30 or more years. And we see it all the time. And, those of you out there that watch the news or read, you certainly hear about people having to cut way back and almost being impoverished. And these are people that would have lived the high life if they would have retired 30 years ago. But now we're retiring again and staying in retirement for possibly 30 or more years. So planning for retirement was so much easier when back in the old days you retired at age 65. Remember, back then, you retired at age 65, life expectancy was 73, and you had both Social Security and a pension to provide for your income. And some of you that are listening to me now still have that pension coming in. But folks retiring today, they have to think about the very real possibility of living into their 90s. They have to make sure that their money is going to last as long as they do. And you need to do the same. Whether you're already retired or whether you're getting ready to retire, you've got to have a plan, and it's got to include accounting for rising and falling interest rates, inflation, stock market volatility, and possible tax changes. Right now, we want to offer you the Money Map Retirement Review. The Money Map Retirement Review, it's a full financial plan. What's totally unique about it is we put your entire financial life on one page. You come in for a visit with us. There's absolutely no obligation. But we will customize design for you an easy to understand financial plan that will indicate if you're in need for a full-blown financial plan. It's an easy conversation. There's no obligation or cost, as I mentioned earlier, if you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. If you meet those qualifications, here's what you can expect. First, we'll run a fee report. We'll run a fee report on exactly how much you're paying, including the expenses that you don't see. We'll run a stress test on your portfolio. It'll help you not only untangle what you're paying for your accounts, which you, again, you may not see, but we'll run a stress test that shows you exactly how much risk you're taking. We'll perform a tax analysis. All of this is part of the one-page money map. And finally, we'll create a customized lifetime income plan for you. It'll tell you what rate of return you need to earn to be okay, to meet all your goals for the rest of your life, and it could possibly turbocharge your retirement income if you want to restructure your portfolio. Some of you will find out you're doing great. Others, you'll find out you want to take some action. So call in the next 15 minutes for a comprehensive financial review. We call it our money map. It's different. It's different than what you've seen before. And we're offering again with no obligation. Call now, 1-800-705-1232. We'll set up a time for you to come in and visit, and we'll give you that money map plan. It'll be unique to you based on your goals and your needs. You might find out you're doing great. You might find out you want to make some adjustments. 1-800-705-1232.
Great opportunity. The number to call right now is 800-705-1232. When you come in for your Money Map Retirement Review, you'll leave with a copy of one of Joel's books. You take your pick from the library there and pick the one that fits you the best. Again, 800-705-1232. You can call or you can text. If you text, just be sure to include your first and last name. 800-705-1232. You're listening to Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom. Joel is a certified financial planner and the CEO of Johnson Brunetti, the official wealth management partner of the Yukon Huskies. And Joel, we're going to dive now into the three worlds of money. When you really boil it down, there's really only three different worlds where you can invest your money. You think about the thousands of mutual funds and stocks out there that you can invest in. But at the end of the day, there's really three places we can invest. So let's talk through these three worlds of money. You can explain to us the best uses of each of those worlds, the pros and cons of each world. How do people sometimes misuse that world? So let's start with the banking world. What are all the things we need to know about that way of saving and investing?
Well, and before we get into the banking world, let's just mention why we do this. We want to simplify the worlds of money. Now, financial gurus out there, these people sitting on some, you know, sitting in some 40th story of, you know, Boston, New Haven, Hartford office building are going to think this is oversimplified. Well, I don't really care what they think. I want to help you. And I think if you can understand these basic three worlds of money, you'll have a better context into looking at how you can use different types of investments for your personal needs. Because what are we talking about here? We're talking about the importance of you having a great retirement, of you being able to reach all your goals. And so let's talk about these three worlds of money in that context. And I don't really care what the Wall Street gurus think about this. I care about you. So the banking world, John mentioned just a moment ago about the banking world. The banking world for many of us was our first introduction to the world of money. When I was little, I remember my dad going to the bank with me and setting up my first checking account. And I actually had a checking account when I was 11 years old. I don't even know if you can still do that. But I had a checking account when I was 11 years old. I remember going to a Target store in Bloomington, Minnesota, and writing out a check for $11 and buying my first baseball glove. And how good I felt writing out that check for $11 to buy that glove. My dad was with me, and it just felt great. And that was my first introduction to having my own money. So that was at the bank, right? That's the banking world. What's the banking world good for today? The banking world today is good for our emergency money, our short-term deposit money. It's good for accepting your paycheck if you're still working, dropping that into the bank and then having it go different places. Some of us that pay bills online, that money's coming from a bank and going to wherever we owe the money, or the bill companies, you know, whatever they might be, the cable company or Amazon or whoever to pay the money. But that is also with credit cards and debit cards. That's all part of the banking world. Again, for retirees, their relationship in the banking world should be for short-term emergency money, for bill paying, using the bank as kind of a conduit for your temporary needs. So again, the banking world, short-term money, safe money is good. But right now, in this day and age, you're not earning any money, practically speaking, for having your money at the bank.
I'm scrolling through Amazon here to see what baseball gloves go for now. You said you spent $11 on that however many decades ago that was. You can spend anywhere from $21 to... wow, a couple hundred if you wanted to spend that much on a baseball glove. So,
yeah, my son's last year of playing baseball, he bought a Wilson A2000, which you see a lot of the pros using. And I think that glove was $175. When he said he wanted that, I'm not paying that much money for a glove. So he used, I think we chipped in a little bit, but he used most of his own money to buy that glove. So, and interestingly enough, that $11 glove back then was a pretty high quality glove. I mean, I think it was a Rawlings glove. It was real good leather. But it really felt good to write that check as an 11-year-old boy.
All right, we're talking about the three worlds of money. That's the banking world. Joel, what about the insurance world? What are the things we need to know about that?
So what is the insurance world, and how do we use that to our benefit in the context of retirement? Well, I own something called an indexed annuity. Now, folks, before you freak out and say, well, I heard annuities were bad or you know, annuities have high fees, I'm just talking about my own personal situation. I am not talking about what you should have. Don't go home, or don't, if you're at home listening to this, you know, pick up the phone and call the insurance company and buy an annuity. That may not be right for you. In fact, it may be the worst thing you can do. But in my case, I own this thing called an indexed annuity, and it keeps my money safe. I've got a guarantee from the insurance company that I can't lose principal. And I earn interest based on an outside stock market index. Now, without getting into the detail of that, that is an insurance company-based account. And what the insurance companies can do that the banks can't do is earn higher interest and pay higher interest to you. How can they do this? Well, they can do this because they hold your money for a longer period of time. When you have your money with a bank, it's called a demand deposit. You can show up and pull all your money out at any time. Well, because of that, the banks have to manage money differently. In the insurance world, they not only statistically hold on to dollars longer, but they provide penalties if you take money out too early, and so you have to make a time commitment. Well, because of the time commitment you make, you're going to earn, historically speaking, a higher interest rate. So where currently a bank deposit might only earn 1%, in the insurance world, even with safety of principal, you could earn anywhere between 3 and 6% on your money. So that's an example of the insurance world being different than the banking world. Now, for many people, forgetting about the fact that you can use either annuities or guaranteed investment contracts or life insurance in the insurance world, let's just think about, again, going through the stages of life and where we're introduced. I talked about when I was 11 years old, I was introduced to the banking world. Well, when we got married, when Wendy and I got married and we took on a mortgage to buy that first condo we had, we went out and bought some life insurance. So that was our introduction to the insurance world. So whether you're purchasing insurance, life insurance, disability insurance, homeowners insurance, and so on, that's one example of having a relationship to the insurance world. But whether you're doing that or whether you're using them more as a place to put your money to earn a reasonable rate of return and get some type of guarantees, most of us, the second phase of our introduction to money is dealing with insurance companies.
So that's the insurance world, the banking world. Finally, Joel, we promised, the Wall Street world. What are the pros and cons? What are the best uses? And how does people sometimes misuse the Wall Street world?
So again, we're moving up the scale here from the banking world, where there's little risk, maybe zero risk if it's FDIC insured, but low return, to the insurance world, where we're making a time commitment with our money to get a higher rate of return, to the Wall Street world, where we're now taking risk of our principal to get a higher rate of return. And again, for most people, they move through these three worlds in that order. So again, I'll tell you the story about myself. When Wendy and I started having children, we started realizing, hey, we better start saving money for retirement. Once we made sure we had an emergency account so we cover any short-term needs, we began to save money for retirement in mutual funds. Well, that's the Wall Street world. And most of you have a significant amount of assets either in your 401k or you rolled money out of your 401k into an individual retirement account. And most of you own either stocks, bonds, or mutual funds, or a combination of all three in that retirement account, or maybe in a brokerage account outside that retirement account. But that is the Wall Street world. And the principle of the Wall Street world is we take more risk and we potentially have more return, but you also have the risk of loss. And we don't know what the market's going to do in the short term. Nobody does. If somebody tells you they do, run the other way. But over time, historically, the markets have outperformed the other two worlds. The trick is, in the Wall Street world, is most people cannot stomach the volatility. And this is why it's so important that you have a good investment plan, that you have diversification across different types of investments, and that you don't act on the temptation of fear or greed to make short-term investment decisions that could really hurt you in the long run.
Bottom line is, Joel, that people have been investing in these different worlds that we're talking about here for years, probably just never thought of it in those terms, and that's why so many retirement plans are disorganized, and that's why there's so many things that people don't know that they need to address in the retirement planning process.
Well, that's correct, and I kind of have this personal checklist as a financial planner. And we walk you through this checklist. We cover either all of these things on my little checklist or the ones that apply to you, because maybe all don't apply to you. But we do this as part of our Money Map retirement plan. And I want to offer this to you, the opportunity to come in for a complete financial review. Again, we offer this absolutely free, no obligation, if you have at least $250,000 saved for retirement. What's on the checklist? Well, we're passionate about making sure all of our clients have every single one of their bases covered in retirement planning. The checklist starts with Social Security. At what age should you take Social Security? Even if you're already taking Social Security, how does it coordinate with the rest of your investments? Are you viewing it as a guaranteed account when you can offset that guaranteed account with maybe some more risk on the other side of the spectrum there with your individual retirement portfolios? Or should you look at it in a different way, maybe a way to fund a gift to kids? How does it fit into your individual financial plan? We cover that in this financial review. How much risk are you taking in your portfolio? Is the amount of risk appropriate for your age and for the amount of return you're actually getting? Most people are woefully prepared for the ups and downs of the market, and they will be tempted when the market goes way up or way down to do the wrong thing at the wrong time. Continuing on with the things that we cover when you come in and visit with us, tax implications of your savings. Is there a way to save money in taxes? So many people spend so much time trying to eke out an extra 1% or 2% return on their savings, and they're losing a chunk of their investment return to taxes. Do you have an income plan in place? We talk about this all the time. Have a customized income plan in place. Again, you can get this when you come in and visit with us. Why is that important? Because you may live more than 30 years in retirement. A plan to address inflation, a plan to address long-term care, a plan to address your legacy, your estate planning. There's a lot we need to discuss, and we've found that most people haven't planned thoroughly enough to address all of these issues. Now, if you've been managing your own money by yourself, you might be realizing right now that you haven't covered all these things. You might be working with a current financial planner or advisor or a broker, and they haven't been helping you think through all of these different issues. Again, this review is totally complimentary. So if you have $250,000 saved for retirement, the calendar does fill up quickly. We'll take calls from the next 12 callers. Call 1-800-705-1232. That's 1-800-705-1232. Set up your visit to get your Money Map retirement review.
And it's a great opportunity if you're retired already or retiring soon. Again, that number, as Joel said, 800-705-1232. That's 800-705-1232. Call or text. If you text, be sure to include your first and last name. 800 800- 705-1232. That's all we have time for on this week's show. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk with you again next week right here, same time, same place, on Joel Johnson's Money Wisdom.
Investment advisory services offered through JB Capital LLC, a registered investment advisor. Insurance products and services are offered and sold through individually licensed and appointed agents in all appropriate jurisdictions.